And after Yud Gimel Amud Beis, let us just get into the swing of the sugya. Let us go back to the Gemara. Bishum Rabbi Yanai Omru. We didn't learn the Taisus on the sugya. Bishum Rabbi Yanai Omru. We had before, the Mishnah says that there were two chalais psulois, which were gaga itzave. The Gemara said, why were they psulois? How did you have psulois? So the first malach in the Gemara of Rav Chanina was, that there were many toidos that they were makriv yud gimel nissen, because yudalad you can't be makriv emevim toide emevim kochim lebeis apsul. So yudalad benissen they couldn't be makriv them, and Pesach is upkeret you couldn't be makriv. So everyone brought their toidos yud gimel nissen, and since there was a multitude of toidos and not too many oichlim, so there were many chalais toide that were Nivsal Belina, they were nicer. They weren't eaten up Yud Gimel in the evening, so they were nicer. So these were the Chalais Psulais. Mishum Rabyanei Omru Ksheiris Hoyu. They were theoretically Ksheiris. Velamai Korilei Psulis. So why does the Mishnah call them Psulis? Shloi Nishchat Aleim HaZevach. That they did not shecht the toide. So before you shechted the toide, you were unable, so it was a kosher lechem that they were unable to eat. Let us see Rashi again. Ksheres ha'yu klaim afilo lehoyelem psul godul keline. You don't have to say that the chalas that were put on gaget stabe were noiso. Shehen kval esreife. You don't have to say that. Afilo hochi me'ache shehen lem takone leyochel. But since these chalas, one was unable to eat them, afilu heina dayin to unais ibur tzure, afilu you have to wait to burn them, of the din kochim you'd have to wait overnight, yavinu luhosam. They were also put al gagei tztab, v'heichi domi, kegoin shlei nishchat aleim azevach, that you had chalais, that the taida was not nishchat, v'yesh lehen kedushas domi mishahugdushu. Now, when he was magdish the lachmei toide, it has a kedushas domen. Ve'ein lahem heta, and one is not permitted to eat them achi yishochet aleim azevach v'yizori kadam. They become mutal achila through the shchites in zrikas hatoide, dam hatoide. The lachmei toide ein kedosh in kedushas aguf. The lachmei toide did not get a kedushas aguf ela b'shchites azevach. You have to shech the zevach in order for them to violate the kedushas domen. With the shechitas ha-zevach, it gets the kedushas ha-guf. Kedusanya b'menoches. Al chalois lechem chometz yakriv kobone al zevach. Melameit shein alechem kodesh elo bezvicha satoide. That's what we learn from zevach. Vahai kodesh, kedushas ha-guf koma. It gets the kedushas ha-guf with the shechitas ha-zevach. Atoide. That means, you don't, as soon as he said that he was mafresh, it was magdish, the chalais l'taydosi, chalaleim shem hegdish. The shem hegdish is chalaleim. Aval ein kedoshes liposol beline ubetvul yoim. It does not have a kedushas aguf. So therefore there's no denoisa, a tvul yoim will not passel it. Vim nitmu, and if they became tomei, niftim v'yoytzen l'chulin, achi shochad azevach aleim. Kedushas domim, you could be poide. Kedushas aguf, you can't be poide. Uchshem shahazevach mekadsho. So just like the shchitas hazevach is mekadish the lechem, that it gets a kedushas aguf, kach bezrikas hadom, so the zrika of the toide, nitorim heim lachila kibsara toide atzmoi. It becomes mutal achila through the zrike. The hoyel utluyim bo, since they're dependent on the toido, reihi kamoyo uzrikas hadam materes kochim. So, just like the zrikas hadam is matter the korbonis, so see, v'dam zvachecha yishofech v'hodav aboso toichal, is the same way, so the zrikas hadam of the toide is matter the lachme toide. So that's Rabbi Yanai starts. Because Rabbi Yanai Omru Ksheire saw you. Theoretically, it was kosher chalas. There was no din tzreif on it. It wasn't noisa. It didn't even have a kedushas aguf on it. Well, my kori lo psulois. So why is it possible? Shlo nishchat aleim azevach. Because the heter achile only will come about after the shchitas azevach. Then it gets a Kedushas HaGuf, and then it'll be Mutta with the Zrikas HaDam. So since there was no Shritas HaZevach yet, so Memele, it's a Kedushas Domim, which is not permissible to be eaten. Frag the Gemara, V'nishchot. Frag the Gemara, so why do you go and take the Chalas? Why do you go and take the Chalas and put them on the Gagit Tabe? The kosher, and all you need is shchitas atoide, so shecht atoide. So here the Gemara Zicha means, we mentioned last week the Feinayim says that it's speaking about B'yudalid. The Gemara is going according to Femesins of Machlikas Tanoim and Zvochim. If you hold, Ein Mevim Kochim Lebeis Absul, Mevim Kochim Lebeis Absul, Rav Shimon holds Mevim Kochim Lebeis Absul. So Memele, So the Gemara is going now according to Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says in Zvochim that if just to know what the Shitas Rab Shimon is, Rab Shimon says in Zvochim that if you had a Shlomim that was Nisarev with an Oshem, an Oshem is Kotche Kadoshim, that's Nechol Yoim Velayla. Shlomim is Kotche Kalim, that's Nechol Lashna Yomim Velayla Echot. Is you became this Arev Ashlomim with a Oshem. So you don't know what is what. So Rab Shimon said a Poshetaitz. He says, let's take both of them. Let's shecht both Betzofen. You can shecht Ashlomim also Betzofen. And it's the same Matan Domim. It's Shtei Matone Sheinal. But it'll be Nechol Yoyim V'layla Echot. So we'll say whichever is the Oshem should be an Oshem. Whichever is the Shlomim should be a Shlomim. A Guten Tag. So the Chachamim say you can't do that because Mevim Kotshim Lebeis Absul. Because you're taking a Shlomim, you don't know which is the Shlomim, so you're going to only eat the Shlomim for a day and a night. So Mevim Kotshim Lebeis Absul. And Rav Shimon knows they Mevim Kotshim Lebeis Absul. And then Rav Shimon knows Mevim Kotshim Lebeis Absul. So Lachaira, the Gemara here, that asked the Kasha, why do you take the Chalas? Why do you take the chalas and put them agag b'tzabe? Let's shech the kolben now. We're speaking about Yudalit. So Agamor holds, not like that beraisa that holds ein mevim kochel lebeis absul. Agamor holds that mevim kochel lebeis absul. And for the Gemara she'ovad hazevach. It's speaking about that the toide got lost. So we don't have a toide to be matter the chalas b'achila. Like the Gemara, it's not ekvelt. V'naisi zevach ache v'nishchot. Let us bring another toide and we'll shech that. And for the Gemara, the mazu toide v'zu lachma. Now, it is speaking about when he was magdish the lechem, he said zu lachma, that this should be the lechem of this toide. So this, in the shas that hegdish halechem, he was magdish it for this toide, so then you can't use it for a different toide. The rabbi, doma rabbi, ovat halechem, maybe lechem acher. The loch is, If you lose the lechem, you could bring a different lechem for the toide. Of the toide, maybe toide acheres. My time a lechem glal toide, vein toide glal lechem. The lechem is a nitpal to the toide. So if the toide is still around, so then one can, if the toide is still around, so one can bring different lechem. The ikar kolben is around, but if the toide is not around, so memela you won't bring another toide for this lechem. So Memele, so that is Pshat in the Mishnah. So Abiyani said Pshat in the Mishnah is that we have Lachme Toide, that have a Kedushas Domim, and we can't bring about a Kedushas Aguf, Aide Shchita Zrikas HaToide, because we lost the Toide. So Memele, so theoretically it's kosher, but it can't be eaten, so these These lachme toide were put on the gagit stabe. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, maybe toide al cheres al oiso lechem. You can't bring a different toide for this lechem. Upoide an oiso. So we'll be poide the lechem. Yoitzi lechulam. So we can be poide the lechem because there's only a kedushas domim on the lechem. So you can be poide. The lechem. Glal toide. Bekiven de hukve lezu. Since was hukve lezu, posel acheres. So you can use it for a different, you can use it for a maybe toide acheres. This is the reason on a maybe toide acheres. Avol bedomim, with the domim after the pigeon, yikach toide, you'll be able to purchase with this domim a toide, a lechem toide acheres. Lechem for a different toide. Bein toide glal lechem, shehi ike, de ike is de toide. Ja, frag de gemore weiter, if we, the Mishnah is speaking about, that we had lachme toide, that would only had a kedushas domim on them, so mele, vinifrekinu, so why do you take this lachme toide? And stick it al gagit stabe, let's lays ois, the slach meitoy, the kedushas domim has a dimpidion, v'nafkinu lechulam, let it go out lechulam, let it say Rashi, v'nifrakinu, the chosman shaloi kitshu legufam, chosman is no kedushas aguf, yesh lehem pidion, v'hoyo v'yesh lehem takone bekach, so since they have a takone, lama onu mafsidim kochim, why are we mafsid kochim, this is kedushas domim. And we're going to, if you don't do anything with it, you're going to burn it as soon as it becomes also. Why should you do such a thing? Be poide the lechem, so you're not mafsid kochim. And with the Gemara, yeah. So we can't say the previous teretz because it's obkefrag. Elo loilom shenishchat aleim azevach. Now speaking about shenishchat aleim azevach, v'nishpach ado. As we'll see, Rashi seems to learn that it's right to speak about the Yudalit, that it was Nishchat Aleim Azevach, V'Nishpach Hado. V'Cheman, K'Rebi, the Omar Rebi, Shnei Dvorim Amatirim Malim Zeh B'Loi Zeh. It's going according to Rebi. The Rebi holds that if you have two Dvorim which are Amatir, the Shritas HaToide makes a Kedushas Aguf, is Matvis a Kedushas Aguf on the Lechem. The zrike of the toide is matir the lechem bachila. So Rebbe holds shnei dvorim amatirim. If you have two dvorim which are matir, is malin zebeloize. So each one does its chaylik without the other one. One isn't dependent on the other one. The sanya we learned in Abaraisa kivsei atzeres. If you had Kivsei atzeres from Shvuas, the kvosim which are brought for Shvuas, ein mekachim es alechem, elo b'shchite. So they are similar to a toide. Just like a toide, the kedushas aguf is chal on the lachme toide with the shchites azevach, the same thing by kivsei atzeres, ein mekachim es alechem, elo b'shchite. Keitza, shochton lishmo, what if he made a kosher shchite, the zorak domon lishmo, kidash alechem. So the lechem has a kedusha of the shtei alechem. Shachtan shaloi lishmon, vizor hakdomon shaloi lishmon, lo kiddush alechem. So it doesn't have, the lechem isn't kodesh, there's no, or shaloi lishmon, so it doesn't have a kiddush of kivsei atzeres. We'll see in Rashi, the behemoths will have a din of shalmei nedove, kol hazvochim shenizbachu shaloi lishmon, ksheiren el sheol lebailam ushem chayva. So Mele does not have a shame of Kivsei Atzeres, but it'll be like a Shalmei Nedove. So, but that won't be Mekadish to Lechem. Shachtam Shaloi Lishmon, Vizor Domon Shaloi Lishmon, Lekidish Alechem. Shachtam Lishmon, Vizor Akdomon Shaloi Lishmon. What happens if there was a Shchita Lishmon, and there was a Zrika Shaloi Lishmon? So Lechem Kodesh Ve'ene Kodesh Dibrei Rebbe. That's what Rebbe holds. So Rebbe holds that the shchite is matvis akdushas aguf and alechem. It's called shtei alechem. Ve'ene kodesh means you're not able to eat it, but the zrike is not matir v'achilas shtei alechem. That's called kodesh ve'ene kodesh. So memele, so according to Rebbe, so our mission is going according to Rebbe, that Rebbe holds that shnei dvorim amatirim Malin Zebeloise, one is not dependent on the other. So Mamela, that is the case in our Mishnah. So our Mishnah is speaking about that there was a Shrita Satoida without a Zrika Satoida. There was a Nishpach Adam, there was no Zrika. So Mamela, so therefore there's no Eitza what to do. The Lechem, the Etzem is not possible. But there's no dover hamatil. So that's what Rabbi Yannai said. Rabbi Yannai said that ksheira saw you. It really was a kosher. It really was a kosher lechem. But you can't eat it. So in the middle, they use this lechem. And why did the Mishnah speak about such a case? I mean, speaking about Bukhayra Psapsaza, such a case. So the Rishayim said that was very shriach. If you were in the Beis Hamikdash, Yom Yudalit, there were so many toides that they were makrev, and things were going so fast, loyim molay, that it shouldn't be nishpach adam. For one korban, it should be nishpach adam. So this was a normal occurrence. So Mamela, you had many toides that was nishpach adam. So you had lachme toide, which theoretically were kosher, but which were impossible to be eaten. So from these lachme toide, they used as simonim to put al gagit stab. Zot Rashi, lo ilam shenishpach aleim azevach, teshuv ein lehem takonim. That the kid is not taken out of pidyon, because not as a kedushas aguf. Chagoyin shenishpach adam. Omiyo adayin ein on tunis reife, you don't need reife yet, utzriches la'aber tzurosam. So you see from Rashi Klo that Rashi learned that speaking about Yom Yud Dalet. Because Rashi is speaking, if this all happened Yom Yud Gimel, so you had it Batsur already. It became nice already. Now, so Rashi is learning that it was Geshocht in Yud Dalet. The Gemara now is also speaking about that it was Geshocht in Yud Dalet. But it doesn't need Sreife. It's Riches Labat Zerosen. The Snam Bekeitza Tzoylen Kol Shepsulei Begufoi. If you have a Kolben, and the Schala Psul and the Gufa Kolben, Yisorev Miyat, Bedama Bebailen. If you have a Psul Tzdodi, there was the Chesor and Zrikes Adam, or the Psul and the Bailen, Tuba Tzerosen, Vyeitza Labesa Sreife. So Memele, so the world is no Dinei Sreife on this boss, on the Lecha. That's why he calls it Sheiris. I mean, since Be'etzim, even though the mice didn't become Nifsul, yet there's no Ibertzur, there's no Dinei Sreif on it, it's not called Kochim Psulim. And Be'etzim, it's a Zilzul. What's the Zilzul? So the Dvar Shmuel says, you're taking Dvorim Mekodoshim, and you're using it for a Simen. It's a Dvorim Mekodoshim you can't use for... You're doing mitzvahs with it, but I remember once in Camp Masifta, we once asked Rabbi Yankov Zechayna Lebroche, there was a problem to make the oil, get the oilam quiet before davening. So if you banged on a table, you hurt your hand, but you didn't make too much noise. But if you banged on a siddur, some amela, then the oilam could hear. So someone asked Rabbi Yankov Asvore, she be allowed to bang on the siddur zechet zefriden. As we say, still but davening better. But he didn't like the svar at all. Al kaponim, so you can't use. Could be a siddur is miyuchad letfila. You can't use it as a hechetimse to quiet the oilo. Someone time it could be. You can't even wave the siddur either. I mean, so this is a kaponim. Here we see zichah such a svar. This is a zilzul of kodesh. That means you have lachme toide. Even though it's meyuchad legavoya, you can't use it for zaitike shimushim. Even though it's meyuchad de kezach da'ilam won't eat chum, it's very good, well and fine, but that's called a zilzul in kodesh. Vafal pikein, that's the chiddush. The chiddush was, they did do it over here. Vafal ahochim is al zolinimu, devina luhosam. So the Gemara says, Kaman kamre te beshchita lechuda kodesh gufoy shalai liftoi soi. Who is the Tana that holds that Shechita alone is sufficient to be matzvah sakdushas aguf? Shechita is rika hein matirin es hazevach, vasatoli boy, these are the two matirin. Malin malin oisei mala achas, that one is likodish beguvay, vavo pishayni niterat shetove yeshniyah. But one is not dependent on the other. Shtei lechem shalatzeres tluyim b'shnei kivsei shlomim. It's dependent on the two kvosim. Dachsi b'shnei kvosim neishonu zevach ha-shlomim. Vein evaki koyin oisom alechem ha-bikurim tnufu levnei Hashem. V'gaminu lumi lachmei toide she'en kedoishim ela b'zvichosom b'menoches perik ha-tcheles. Also the shtei lechem becomes kodesh only through the shchites ha-zevach. Kodesh liposel b'yoytzei. So if it was shochtan lishmo, so gare kedushas aguf, ve'ene kodesh, ene kodesh is a little misleading, ve'ene nitzel b'achila. But if it was nishpa, it was nizrak adam, shaloi lishmo, ve'ene nitzel b'achila. Vav al pisha kvosnim atma motorim. So Rashi says, even though the kvasim will become mutter, the kaimel on kol hazvachim shenizbachu shaloyle shemon ksheirin shlolo labaylo moshem choyba. Lamaisa, you'll be allowed to eat these zvachim, but tanya beperek sheni the bay, kibsi etzel sheshachtam shaloyle shemon hadom yizorek, if the shchita was shaloyle shemon, yizorek vaboso yoichel, you could eat the boso al zivche shlomim, inhu the misachli kishlomim baalmim. The boso you could eat al shlomim, Abulechem kivin the kvosim ain't shimon aleim. It's not called kivsei atzeret. So le olu l'shem chayvil or shem shalmin edov aleim mi yatirenu. So therefore you cannot eat the lachmei toida. Let us see Tosfos. Ein mevien toida acheres. We heard that if you lost the toida and you still have the lachmei toida, you do not bring a toida acheres. Perish akuntris. So what do you do? So Rashi said, "Va'oisai lechem poidin v'yoytze lechulim." So that lechem you poide v'yoytze lechulim. V'yikach, and what are you going to do with the money? V'domim toida acheres. You could purchase with this domim a toide. A lechem le toida acheres. V'aymir. So Tosfos does not like this eitz of Rashi. Kiven the lechem gufei lechazi le toida acheres. The second bolt of Rashi. Rashi said that you, with this lechem, you'll buy, with the money, you'll buy lechem l'toida acheres. A chain is as strong as the weakest link. If the whole, the kedusha that the domim gets is the kedusha from this lechem, and this lechem is miyuchet for this toide, so the domim that you are poide, this lechem isn't better than the lechem alone. Even the lechem gufi lechosi l'toyda acheres, domim nami lechosi l'toyda acheres. So Tosfos is asking mikoyach svoch. That's on the second eitz of Rashi. The maishna, what's the difference? Now on the first thing that Rashi said, ubeperik ha-toyda oma behedye, the Gemara says in Menoches, hifrish mois lelachmei toyda. A person was mafrish, let's say he was mafrish $100 for lachmei toyda. Is magdish it, that this should be for lachmei toida. V'nitoisru. And there was extra money. That means he was able to purchase lachmei toida for $50. So he has another $50, which has kedushas lachmei toida on it, but he doesn't need lachmei toida anymore. So the Gemara says, I may be bem toida acheres. He cannot, the word acheres is misleading. I may be bem toida. He cannot bring a toida. That means since it was hugdish lachmei toida, he cannot purchase a toida with us. So that means, so we see from over here that the kedusha lelachmei toida, he can't bring a toida from that kedusha. So memele zuk Tosfos. So who adin if you're poida lachmei toida, but the kedusha lachmei toida. So the kedusha lachmei toida, you can't use this money to purchase a toida. That is Tosfos kasha and Rashi. The Bichas Avraham brings down a beautiful teretz from the Briske Rav to Fa'em Farash. The Gemara says in Menoches as follows. The Gemara says in Menoches, the Teish brought down half of the Gemara. The Gemara says in Menoches as follows. What is the din if Higdish Domim L'Toida? He was Magdish Domim, the same story. He had $100. He was Magdish it. This Domim will be Kodesh to, with this Domim I'll buy a Kolben Toida. He found a bargain, he bought a toida for $50. So what's with the other $50? So the Gemara says, with this money he can buy lachmei toida. So the Gemara says, why? Because lachmei toida is also called toida. It also has a shem toida on it. Imal toida yakriveno. And it's going under lochomim, so memela, so you can buy lachmei toida. Like the Gemara, if lachmei toida is called toida, so why is the din if you are magdashed lachmei toida, you can't buy a toida? So the Gemara says, because a toida is not called lechem, and lachmei toida is called toida. Al kaponim, we have a halacha, that if a person was magdish, domim l'toida, v'nitoisru, so he can buy lachmei toida with this domim. Zok the Briske Rav. Let us speak about such a tzia. Let us say a person was magdish domim l'toida v'nitoisru. Such a case. Is magdish domim l'toida v'nitoisru. So he, what can he do with it? He can buy lachmei toid. He bought lachmei toid. He bought lachmei toid. Now the toid got lost. Okay, the toid got lost. Now he wants to be paid the lachmei toid, and with this lachmei toid he'll want to buy a toid. Let's say the second lashon of Rashi. He'll want to buy a toid with this domim of lachmei toid. So the Briskerov says no, he can zicha buy a toid. He says, you know why he can buy a toide? He says, because be'etzem the domim trilis hekdeshim. I wasn't magdishit for lachmei toide. I was magdishit for a toide. No, with this domim, I purchased lachmei toide. That this should be the lechem for this toide. So he says like this. So Kozman, this lechem is around, and Thich, it was purchased. This lechem was purchased for this toide. So if I lost the toide, I can't use this lechem for a different toide. Because this lechem was purchased for this toide. So that's when the lechem is around. So I was kinda this lechem for toide. But the kedusha wasn't a kedusha of lachmei toide. The kedusha was a kedusha of toide. So he says, when you'll be poide the lechem, he says, I can use this for a toide. Or can you use this for lachmei? You can purchase with this money a different lachmei toide. He says, that's what Rashi is speaking about. Rashi is speaking about such a case. That's pshat in Rashi. Rashi is speaking about a case that Levaise, he was magdish the money letoide, when he toisu. Why Rashi to say this, we'll see soon, because toisus is in very hot water, how toisus was pshat the Gemara. That's a Rashi l'mshat the Gemara. He was magdish the domim letoide, when he toisru, so memela the domim itzadatmum has kedushas toide, and he purchased lachmei toide for this toide. So Kozman, the lechem is here, so since it was purchased for this toide, he can use it for a different toide. But the minute this lechem isn't here anymore, he was paide the lechem, so now the domim, the kedushas, not kedushas lachmei toide, the kedushas, the kedushas toide. So he can use this money to buy another toide, or to buy other lechem for a different toide. That's what the Briskerov says. But Taisvis doesn't like that. So Taisvis, what does Taisvis say? Taisvis says that the money is not, the Dmei Apidyon is not any better than the lechem alone. So Mamela, now Taisvis has a shekelach problem. So if the domim is not better than the lechem, we had a problem. What are you going to do with the lechem? You lost the toide. What are you going to do with the lechem? Okay, it has nothing to do with it. You can't do anything with it. So the Gemara says, let's be poide the lechem. Is vekan shayel leben, what are you going to do with the money? See, what did you accomplish? You can't do anything with the money. Taisa says the money has the same problems that the lechem has. So what's what do you gain by being poide the lechem? We might find the toide she'avda. So memele, thus is the cheshbon. The cheshbon is as follows. If I won't be poide the lechem, it's Pesach. It's an hour before Pesach. 2 hours before Pesach. So if I won't be poide, so I feel I'll find the toide later. The lechem was burnt already. Like the Gemara, let's solve that problem. Let's be poide the lechem. So memele, so the lechem that you're going to burn out, that's not the lachmei toide. You were poide, it's chulun already. Now you have the domim for the lachmei toide. So if eventually you'll find the toide, you may be able to use this money for the lachmei toide. So that's called a constructive eitzah. And so that was the most kasha. Let's be poide, and I might derive benefit from the pidyon if I find the toide. Inami. Otais is a different test. Nifrekinu b'shove pruta. The Gemara says, let's be poided b'shove pruta. V'lechatchila yochel l'chalo shove mona pruta k'shein hefzid l'hegdish k'demuchach b'erchem. So Otais in the second shot says, I don't have to be poided for the Shabbos, I'll be poided on a shove pruta. Now what did I gain that I was poided from a shove pruta? So what did Hegdish gain? What did I accomplish? I'll be poided. Now we're speaking about, forget about the toide. We're never going to find the toide. So what did we accomplish with the pidyon? Well, says, let's be poided. So Abuchanan says a very interesting svar. So Abuchanan says as follows, that if you will not be poide the lechem, let's say the lechem is worth $100. So you know what's going to happen? So in an hour, Hegdish of 100 talus is going to burn. It's going to get destroyed. Give Hegdish of the... If you're going to be paid the lechem, so now, so Hegdish of 100 talus. So Hegdish of 100 talus will not be destroyed. So that is considered, even though between you and me, Hegdish is not gaining anything. Because what did you do? Hegdish doesn't have 100 talus. We were paid the lechem on a shovel pruta. But al koponim, there's no, we're not destroying Hegdish of 100 talus. So that's also called a tzoyrech. That is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Let us be paid the lechem in order to make sure that al koponim Hegdish should not have this hefset. That's the lashon abuchanan. The bevli pidyin yetzorich la'abet hegdish shavimone. Chshiv dena le'ya'abet hegdish. So hegdish will only lose a shavapruta. Hegdish will not lose a shavimone. That's shitas ha'toisus. Ela lo'ilam shenishchat aleihem azevach. So we said Rashi learned pshat. Rashi had learned that it's speaking of yem yudalit, and it's going according to the man the yoma. Maybe in kochim le'beis apsul. Omer Rivo dahashta hoda be mimasha omar ksheiras hoyu. Rivo says that now the Elo is a chazore of the whole member of Rabbi Yandi. We're not speaking about that it was kosher. The Biyud Gimel Ayri, it's speaking about that it was geshocht in Yud Gimel. She nishchat hazevech the Omer Lael. Why she says speaking about Yud Gimel? Omer Vien toy the Biyud Aleph. So now that it was geshocht in Yud Gimel, so it's tartil reise. Number one, it's noisa, and number two, it's nishpach adam. Vahashto mifsalu tvei. Now Rabbi Yani is telling us that the lechem was not only noisa, the lechem was also, there's another reason why the lechem was unedible, because it was like nishpach adam. So why do you have to make a double puzzle? Why did Rabbi Yana, he said that he's speaking about Nishpach Adam? This they held was a big doichik. That's not mistava, because there's a lot of toides, won't be eaten up. Azorim is also allowed to eat lachmei toide. So that's what Rabbi Yanai did not like from the previous tarot. He didn't like to assume that you had a multitude of posel alach may toides, because nifslo belinik, this wasn't enough oichlam. Oichlam is alamor genug. So memele aloim butorim bizorim, lizorim. So therefore, Rabbi Yanai said it is speaking about that it was nishpach adam. Again, nishpach adam b'yayim yud gimel was also milsa de shriche. But there was a multitude of toides and things were going at a very fast pace. So lemaise, is nishpach adam. No, then you could hear posel alach meitoid. This is what's a big guy. Birishalmi Rav Chanina gufe mishani hai shenuyi. Rav Chanina said the first teretz b'teich shayir merubais nifsoli. So that's Rav Chanina's teretz. And Rav Chanina the Yerushalmi says this teretz of nishpach adam. So why says this is a hemshech of the teretz of Rav Chanina? The Goras Osim Rav Chanina Oime Psula Soim Neishoyim Memarim Lohovi Toido Yisaya. There was possible because they were Memarim Lohovi Toido Yisaya. So Toisus learns Memarim means Yud Gimel. Nechomet Shebe Toidis. V'yevshe Shelo Yishofach Doma Shalachas Menem. It's impossible that you should have, but you should be going at such a quick pace and it shouldn't be Nishpach Adam. Vein of Solis. It's me the Kom of Neishem Memarim. The Fayanayim brings from someone that the Tosfos Rai doesn't understand. If it's speaking about Yudalit, it's also Memarim. Sich have to be Memarim Yudalit because you only have to show Shviyas to eat it. So the Rai from Memarim is not so posh. Shochton Shaloy Lishmon, Venizrak Domon Shaloy Lishmon. So here it says that Nizak Dom Shloy Lishmon. So here it says that Loy Kiddush Alech. Lishman will not help anything, since the shechita was shalay lishman. Halechem kodesh. So the Gemara says, according to Rebbe, the shechita is mekadesh the lechem, and there's no zrika, it's a memela, so the lechem, you cannot eat the lechem. But cheles ike manda oma, the one to say, according to Rebbe, kodesh, the lechem is kodesh, litvois pidyoinai, that you could be poide the lechem. That's what the Gemara says. One man the Yoma says you can't be paid the lechem. Another man the Yoma says it's kodesh litveis pidyon. So Taisvah says, what does that mean? The Gemara does not mean sheyetze lechulun, that it goes out lechulun. Ela teifes pidyonay ve'ena yetze lechulun. It's teifes pidyonay ve'ena yetze lechulun. Timlekei nakati tikshev lef rekinei. Now, just let's understand what the Gemara says over there. The Gemara Gavuche, there's a mistake. It's not Daf Mem Zayin Omed Beis, it's Mem Zayin Omed Aleph. The Gemara Daf Mem Zayin Omed Aleph says as follows, that Abaye wants to say, according to Rebbe, Rebbe holds the Shechita Satoide is Matfis Agdushas Aguf and the Lech. So Abaye says as follows, Adayin loichola olav kedushas haguf gemura. There's not a complete kedushas haguf chal on the lechem. Vakati shayich bei pidyon. So there's still pidyons. What does that mean? It means as follows. It means there are three stages. There's before you're shayich et zevach, it's kedushas domen. Kedushas domen, it could be poide. If you make a shchita and a zrike, so then that's a kedushas aguf, there's no dine pidyon whatsoever on the lechem. If you made a shchita and you did not make a zrike, so a little kedushas aguf was chal. There's still left over kedushas domim also, so you have a combination on this lechem, it's 50-50, it's ma'uriv, kedushas aguf and kedushas dom. Mitzad the kedushas domim sheboy pas pidyon. There's still kedushas domim, so the domim will be, if you pay the lechem, the domim will have a kedusha. But to say that the lechem should become muta, you also can't, because there's still a kedushas aguf on the lechem. So according to Abaye, this is the lechem of the Loshon of Rashi. Labaye adayin loichola olav kedushas aguf gemure. There's no complete kedushas aguf on the lechem. Avakati shayich bei pidyon, because there's still kedushas domim. And hey, the kedish te shchita b'miktzas, the shchita is magdish the lechem the loynofik lechulin, because there's some kedushas aguf. Mi akati mechuse gmar kedusha, but it's not completely kodesh kedushas aguf. V'shayich bei kedushas domim, it still has kedushas domim litveis b'kedusha. So memele, that is pshat nabaya over there. Pshat nabaya is that there is mitzas kedushas domim, mitzas kedushas aguf, teifes pidyoinei mitzad kedushas domim sheboy, it doesn't go out lechula mitzad kedushas aguf sheboy. This is Rebbe. Now, so the Gemara says, our mission is going according to Rebbe. Now let us go back to the Gemara. Rab Loza Barab Shimon Oima, Rab Loza Barab Shimon is chaylik on Rebbe. Now in that case, where Rebbe said, if it's shachtay lishmo, v'zorkay shaloy lishmo, so Rebbe said, kodosh ve'enay kodosh, that the matter of shchita is matvis akdushas aguf on the lechem, and since there's no zrike, so it's not roi lachila, Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon Oymer, lo'oylom einei kodesh alechem, the lechem does not become kodesh, ad sheyishchayt letmon lishmon v'yizroik domon lishmon. So Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon holds, shnei dvorim, hamalin zeze, two things which are matirim, the shchit is a matir and the zrik is a matir. So the Briske Rav explains in Menachis, so he holds, really each one is a matir. the shchita is matzvah kedushas aguf and the zrika is matzvah bachila. But both of them are ma'akvin ze ezeh. That means that if you will lose the matter of zrika, automatically the matter of shchita will fall off. So that means Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon holds that the matter of shchita, which in yisod should be matzvah kedushas aguf and the lachmei toide, will only work if you'll have the matter of zrika. But if the matter of zrika will be lost, that means you shechted shaloi lishma, so you lost the matter of zrika, so since you lost the matter of zrika, so that is ma'akev that the matter of shchita should be matvis the kedushas aguf. So that's pshat in Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon says, if it was nizrak shaloi lishmon, so you lost the matter of zrika, so that is ma'akev that the matter of shchita should be chal. So memele, so according to Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, there's no kedushas aguf chal whatsoever on the lachmei and the shtei alechem. So according to Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, we can't say Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, because it's speaking about nishmach adam. So memele, so you lost the matter of zrike. The matter of zrike is ma'akev the matter of shchita. So memele, so you, there's no kedushas aguf. So we're back to question number one, nifrakino, so we could still be paid it. Yeah. Zog the Gemara weiter. Afilu taimer Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. It could be that our mission is going according to Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. Hoche b'maya skina. Our mission is speaking about kigoyim sheniskabel hadam b'kois. The dam was niskabel b'kois. That means, let's go back to our mission. That our mission is speaking about there was kabolas hadam. The nishpach, and the dam spilled out. The Rabbi Elazar, ki Rabbi Shimon, sovelei ki avua. The Omar, kol ha'oymed lizroi ki zorik tomi. So now the Gemara says that, afilu according to Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, that says that the zrikas hadam is ma'akev the matter of shchita, that is, we'll see in Tosfos, that was Nizrak Shaloi Lishma. But if it wasn't Nizrak and it was Nishpach, so then there's a lomdis of a kol ha'oymed lizroi kizoruk domi, and al kaponim, so this kizoruk domi is sufficient to say that the shchita al kaponim could be matvis akdushas aguf on the lechem. Kizorik Domi does not mean that we're matter the lechem, but Kizorik Domi means that the heder zrike is not ma'akev the heter of shchita. So therefore, if it's nishbach adam, so afilu according to Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is that it's kodesh kedushas aguf, it's not mutar b'achila. So we can say our mission is going according to Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon also. Let us see Rashi. Ke'avua bebekame perk merube. Ha'oymed lizrik, she'eini mechusa ele zrike, kezoruk domi. Lochel olof kol shem psule kotshe kadosh. Meketz akdusha saguf, et nifsobaline, nodim pidyen, aval ishtaruye le mishtari ade zorik. But in order to become mutter, you have to be zorik. Now let us see Tosfos. So the Amora de Ketosfos over here with the Yesodis of Kochim. So let us see how much we can understand from the Tosfos. Kol ha'oymed lizroik kizoruk dom. Frektach Tosfos. If there's a svar of kol ha'oymed lizroik kizoruk domi, v'im toimar, so what is the case of Rab Shimon? Zorak domon shaloi lishmon. There, Rab Shimon says, if there was Zorak Domen Shaloi Lishmon, there Rab Shimon says, Einai Kodesh, that the Shechita doesn't help at all. In fact, the Ketosis name Anami Kizorak Domi, just like by Nishpach Adam. There was no Zrik. We say, Kol Ha'oimed Lizrei Kizorak Domi. So say the same thing by Nizrak Shaloi Lishmon. V'amai Koma Rab Elazar b'Rab Shimon, the Einai Kodesh. V'yesh Loima emphatizes. Given Sha Okron Milishmon, since he was oikeret, he was zayrek de shaloy lishmon, gorami nishpachada. This is worse than nishpachada. Vigoli milse d'loy havi kizoruk pishas kabola. Here you say that since it was nizrak shaloy lishmon, so zigoli milse l'mafrei, that it wasn't kizoruk pishas kabola. So the Ivra in Taisvis is as follows. If you were mekabel the dam, and it was nishpach, then you say, koloi midlizroi kizorik dam. If you were mekabel the dam, and you were zayrik shaloi lishmon, then you say, goli milsed lehavi kizorik pishas kabel. So frekt Rabbal Chanan of Asim and frekt Rabbal Chanan, he says he doesn't understand. If you say what happens later, Zigoli milsa l'mafreya. I thought kol aymed lizrik is zorgdom. I thought it was aymed lizrik. But later when he was zayrik shalay l'shemon, so haychiach seifi al tchilosai, that it wasn't aymed lizrik. You see, it was nizrik shalay l'shemon. So effect Abu Chanan, so it was nishmach. It's also zigoli milsa l'mafreya was aymed lizrik. If you say haychiach seifi al tchilosai, so l'maisa, so in both cases, it wasn't aymed lizrik. I found out later. Why do you say here zigoli milsa l'mafreya? And why don't you say here, Igoli Milsalam Afrei? The Dvar Shmuel and the Birchas Avrom both want to be Mevayer Shitas Ataisvis as follows. That the halacha of Kol Ha'oimed Lizrei Kizorik Domi helps only when there's a Chesoron Zrike. That means if there wasn't any Zrike, so I say, kol ha'oymed lizrik kizorik tov. Zok, the bichas Avraham azoy. Let's, before anything happens, I was mekabel the dam. Was there a zrike? No. There was no zrike. So I say, kol ha'oymed lizrik kizorik tov. So you see, when there's no zrike, there's a lomdus of kol ha'oymed lizrik kizorik tov. Before anything happens, there's no zrike, for sure. But if the whole thing that's wrong is because there's no zrika, I'm missing zrika, so there's a loch kala oymed lizrik kizorik dami. So get me the shon that there was no zrika bepoil. When it's nishpach adam, was the chala nuchesorin now? There's no nuchesorin. The whole chesorin is there's no zrika yet. V'horayah, the Gemara says, when the dam is nishbach, if there's still dam on nefesh, you make a new zrike. Nishbach adam isn't a psul. Nishbach adam is, there's no zrike. So that is the halacha. If the only chesorin is that the only chesorin is that I don't have a zrike, so there's a din kol ha'oymed lizrike zorgdom. If that's the only thing that you're missing, then there's a din of kol ha'oymed lizrike zorgdom. But what is the din? If I made a zrike, so now the chesorin is a different chesorin. Now the chesorin is, not I don't have a zrike, I have a zrike. But the chesorin is as a apostle zrike, there's a zrike shaloi lishmo. Oymed lizrike is not a tikkun klali. Oymed lizrike is if there was no zrike, if there's no zrike, so call oymed lizrike zorg to me. But the minute you had a zrike with a psul, oymed lizrike doesn't help that already. You have a zrike with a psul, finished. So Mamela says there's nothing, so then Oymed Lizrik doesn't help. Since Lamais, it ended up with Azrike Psule. That's what they want to say, Pshat and Tais. So what are we saying? So we're saying a Gevaldike Yesod. That the whole halacha of Oymed Lizrik is only when there wasn't Azrike. When there was Azrike, so then Lamais, then helps Nishta, then you have to see how the Azrike was. If it was Azrike Psule, so then the halach of Kol Oymed Lizrik will not help. Vikoshe, Frektoisves, the Beperik HaMenoches VaNesochim Omam, Pigel Bezrike, what happens? If a person was Mefagel Bezrike, Shechter HaKolben, and Bishas Kosher Shchite, and Bishas Zrike, he was mefagel, he thought he'll eat it, shaloi bezmachut lezmanai. He's gonna eat it, b'yoyim shlishi. So the din is that apostles the cult. Mitamei tumas oichlum l'Rab Shimon. Now, Rab Shimon holds that in order for something to be mekabel tumas oichlum, It has to be roi l'achila. If it's not roi, kol ha'oichel asher ye'ochel. If Shimon holds an oichel that's ye'ochel, that's an oichel is mekabel tumen. An oichel that's not ye'ochel is not mekabel tumen. So pigol bezrike, metam metumes oichel l'Rab Shimon, mishum d'chol ha'oimed lizroi kizoruk tomi. So since it was oimed lizroik, so it's called that already it became royal. Oimed lizroik gives it a shame oichel already, even though there was no zrika yet. But the halacha of oimed lizroik helps to say it's keili was niter ba'achila. So it's called it's mekabel tumas oichel. So now Taisva says amoyre dikekash. So Taisva says my whole shtik Taisva was before. That the whole din of Oymed Lizrik helped when there wasn't a Zrika. When there wasn't a Zrika, so then you say Oymed Lizrik is Zordam. But if there was a Zrika, so then you have to look what the Zrika was. And if it's a Zrika Psula, so Memele is fatig, it doesn't help. Frag doch Teus, was the Gemara says in Menachis, nicht a Zay. The Gemara says in Menachis, according to Rab Shimon, call Oymed Lizrik is Zordam. So Memele, so therefore, it's mekabel to mesoichlem, it's tamet to mesoichlem. So you see, my whole shtick Torah is not true. You see that Allah of Oymed Lizroik applies a fellow when there was a Zrika Psula. This is verkehrt in the Friedrich shtick Torah. So we're back to the old kasha. So if the Allah of Kol Oymed Lizroik applies a fellow when there was a Zrika Psula, so why ben shachte lishmo vizorke shalei lishmo? It's ain't a kadosh. Let's say it didn't call him at Lizraik. V'doichik lechalek bein pigol l'shaloi lishmo. So Taisa says, maybe you'll differentiate between pigol and shaloi lishmo. So again, here the achrayim come and start explaining. There's a svara to be machalek bein pigol and shaloi lishmo, aber v'doichik lechalek. So the Birchas Avraham brings down from Rabbi Yosher Ber Zechayinu Levroche that Rabbi Yosher Ber said like this, that the Emerson Taisus wants to say now a new mahalach. Could be take the halacha of kol ha'oimed lizrei kezorek applies until there was a zrika later on. So it doesn't matter if there wasn't a zrika, if there was a zrika, kol ha'oimed lizrei kezorek tomi. If kol ha'oimed lizrei kezorek tomi, so we're back to our kasha. So why is it that shachtai lishma v'zolkai shaloi lishma? It's ainei kodesh. Let's say kolay medlizrei kizorik tami. So Rabbi Yosher Ber, we could say a beautiful svara. The svara is as follows: our case of kivsei atzeres. Kivsei atzeres shachtai lishma, right? Shachta lishma. Now, zolkai shaloi lishma. Zolkai shaloi lishma. So the zrika, what did the zrika accomplish? That now, it's shalmi nedobar, as she says. The zrika makes it for a shlomim. Becomes now a shlomim. The minute it becomes a shlomim, so you lost your lachmei toide. You lost your shtei alechem. That, since Kol Oymed Lizroik Kizoruk Domi can only help if you have a korban, you have lechem, so you say Kol Oymed Lizroik Kizoruk Domi. But over here, since Lemaise, it became Ois Shteya, it became Ois Kivsei Atzeres. So if it's Ois Kivsei Atzeres, let me say, al da tam sheinim mekadesh b'shaloi lishmo, mishum sheidei ze neka mimenu shem Kivsei Atzeres. Vahave shlomim, ubishlomim leko lechem. Vishuv botel me alechem teiris lach me toide. That means that since this zrike made that now it is not kivsei atzeres, this zrike made that it is now shlomim, so therefore the lach me toide lose the kedusha. Because here this zrike was mafkia the shame kivsei atzeres from the kolm, so mamela the lach meitoide is so that this is no more shtei alechem. Masha ain came by pigul, if a person was mefagel, person was mefagel, let's say, afilu. So pigel is mekadish the lechem. It's mekadish the lechem leposloi. Ka'atzoas kosher, ka'atzoas posel. That means like this, if a person was, but let's say by a toide, a person will go in shech the toide, lishmo, and then he's mefagel with the zrike. So he's mefagel with the zrike, so the zrike also is a toiris zrike of lachmei toide. No, it's a zrike hapoiseles, but it is a zrike of lachmei toide. So memele, so then the halacha is that this is, that here's a toiris zrike for the lechem. If it has a teures zrike for the lechem, so mel, then we could say kol oimed lizroik hezorg domi. Ma she'ein came the case of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, where there was a shchita lishmo and a zrike shaloi lishmo. So the zrike shaloi lishmo made that it's not a very a zrike for lachmei for shtei alechem. The zrike shaloi lishmo made that it became shalmei nedovit. So it became Shalmei Nedovah. So now I don't have at all any zrike for lachmei toide. Then you can say kol oimed lizroik kizorik domi. You can only say kol oimed lizroik kizorik domi if you have a zrike for lachmei toide, but it's a zrike that is not a matel. So we say kol oimed lizroik kizorik domi. But if al yedei the zrike, you don't have a zrike for the lachmei toide because that became Shalmei Nedovah. Then you don't say koloim elizroi kezorutov. So memele, that would be the svore v'doichik lechalik ben pigol l'shaloi lishmo. That means you could say the svore, but it's a doichik from Yosheba because poshet alom. This is the way we said before that koloim elizroi kezorutov only helps when there wasn't a ma'ase zrike. If there was a ma'ase zrike already, then you have to see how the ma'ase zrike was in the selfnish taloche, then call oim el lizrike zorg domi. So memela, we're back to the kash again. So why is it by a zrike shaloi lishmo? Why is it by a zrike shaloi lishmo it does not help the zrike? Why is it by a zrike, pigel bezrike it does help? To give it a, the, and it's called, but it's mtamatum asoichlo. The yesh loyma emphatisvis. The legabe gufe de zevach choshev kezorok. Legabe de gufa kom choshev kezorok. Afal gab de pigel bezrik. The gemore in Menachis is not speaking about the lechem. The gemore in Menachis is speaking about the gufa zevach. Legabe de gufa zevach choshev kezorok. Afal gab de pigel bezrik. Aval legabe dvorm emiskat shemim hazevach. Kegoin lechem, lechoshev kezorok, shenasa azrike shaloi behershe. So Taisves makes a difference between the guf hazevach, the dvorem amiskachim im hazevach. The guf hazevach, it doesn't matter if there was later azrike psula, but the dvorem amiskachim im hazevach, it does matter if there was azrike psula. So on this chilek of Taisves, the Rabbi Elchanan, he doesn't understand what the chilek is. It's here it's azoy and here it's azoy. So on this chilek, the achrayim again the Dvar Shmuel and the Bichas Avram, both of them are machaven to the same teretz. They want to say as follows: Pshat and Tosfos. In the halacha of Kol Ha'oimed Lizroik Kizoruk Tami, you can learn two mahalach. Mahalach number one is you can learn that oimed lizrik is sufficient. Kala oimed lizrik, just like zrik is sufficient, kala oimed lizrik is also sufficient. That's one way you could learn. You could learn another way. You could learn kala oimed lizrik is I'm dan ki'ilu it was nizrik. So we have two ways to learn kala oimed lizrik. One way you have to learn kala oimed lizrik, that kala oimed lizrik is, the oimed lizrik is sufficient, not it's good because I say it's kilo nizrak. No, it's just as good as rika. Oimed lizrik is enough. And then there's another lomdis that I'm done, it's kizoruk tom. So Taisus wants to make a chilek between the gufa kolm, the gabi tumas oichlin, the tama tumas oichlin, and the kiddush alechem. Legabi the gufa kolbin that it should be metamatumas oichlim, so oimid lizrik is sufficient. So if oimid lizrik is sufficient, then I don't look what happened later. Was there zrike psula? Wasn't there? But it's oimid lizrik. Oymed Lizlik is sufficient. If Oymed Lizlik is sufficient, gave me the shanda later there was Azrika Psula. But, if, so, Lagabi the Gufa Kolb, to give it, to enable it to be Metamatumis Oichlim, the Allah of Oymed Lizlik is sufficient. Lagabi to be Mekadish the Lechem, there you need Allah of Oymed Lizlik is Zoruk Domi. You have to be done Keilu, it was Nigma the Zrika. This halacha keilu nigma the zrika is only when there wasn't a zrika later. But if there was a zrika later and there was a zrika psule, then you cannot say kolayim ed lizray kezaruk domi. To be done keilu was nizrak. That's the end of the difficult gemara. Now we have a little easy gemara. Zok the gemara weiter. Tane mishum Rabbi Elazar amru ksheiris hayu. That were real kosher alach meitayde. Kos man shemenachais kolam oichlen. Nit lachas mem toilen le oichlen le serfen. Nit lushtayem ischilo kulon serfen. Zog taisvis, ksheiras hoyu. Ve im toim efek taisvis ma'ache de ksheiras hoyu. It took lach me toi de ksheiras. Am I mashin oison at shas isa? So what do you have? Kosher alechem. It was nishchat yom yudalit. So why are you using that? Yeshloime da heinekam gamliel dome la'el trume kol chomesh. Trume allowed to eat kol chomesh. Velach me toide ke trume. Vayonoitlon achroine besoiv chomesh. Not at the, mamish at the end of chomesh. Towards the end. The Loshna Tais is not too clear, but the Tais Rabbein Peret says this. That Tais means they took it, let's say 10 minutes before the soiv shor chomeshes, they took it down. In order that they should eat it. The maisa they ate it. Vechei mashma bi Yerushalmi. Loshna Gemara Shvel, Nitla Achzmem Toilem, Nitlu Shteyem, Hischilu Kulon Serfin, so there was a delayed action though. Nitlu Shteyem, 10 minutes later, Hischilu Kulon Serfin. Avachay Mashma Birisham. Tanya Abishol Oimer. Abishol says, Shtey Toris Hoyu Chersheis Bahar HaMishra. There was another simin to be made dia the oilam, what time it is, what one can do there. There were two poris ayachershes bara mishra. Kolzman sheshteim chershes kolom oichlen. Everyone ate chometz. Nitla achas mehem toilen loyichlen vlei serfen. Nitlu shteim eschilu kolom serfen. Shtei poris ayachershes oisa yoim lesimin. Bara mishra hu harazesim. Zog taisu. Shtei poris ayachershes birishalmi dayik. Yerishalayim loimokim shenogu boi shloi lasis meloche. He says, how could you be chayrish in Yerushalayim? Or zamokim shenogu boishlai lasis melocha. Kloima. How do you know that Yerushalayim is zamokim shenogu? Svaru linek shom isa, kivin shemiskapsim shom af mimkoim shenogu bem isa. So memele, since in Yerushalayim, there were zicha people who were noyeg isa, so therefore, so you shouldn't in Yerushalayim be noyeg heter in a place that where you have people who are noig isa malacha kol hayayim. So memeila frekta Yerushalmi, how could they be chayrish in Yerushalayim? Or mishani emphad Yerushalmi nirais ke chayrish. They really weren't chayrish. It was nirais ke chayrish.